Government investigators say Saddam Hussein illegally raked in more than $10 billion while Iraq was under UN sanctions. Officials tell members of Congress Saddam ran several schemes to make the money by violating the Oil for Food program. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
2 years ago, the Government Accounting Office, or GAO, estimated Saddam had skimmed about $6.5 billion in violation of the Oil for Food program. Yesterday, GAO investigators told lawmakers it was more like $10 billion. Joseph Kristof testified before members of the House Financial Services Committee. He said about half the money came to Saddam from kickbacks on oil for food contracts. The rest, Kristof said, came from illegal oil sales.
The remaining amount, that $5.7 billion, was the smuggling that went through the Persian Gulf, Jordan, Syria, Turkey.
The Bush administration says it's a top priority to freeze and confiscate Saddam's money and use it to pay for rebuilding Iraq. Juan Zarate, a Treasury Department investigator on terrorist financing, told lawmakers the U.S. is still working on that.
We have found $4.5 billion total in the U.S. and worldwide. That has been frozen. We have returned over $2.5 billion of that to Iraq. We expect to find more.
The Treasury Department has now issued a new list of 16 names, relatives of Saddam and other top brass of the deposed Iraqi regime. The United States will ask the UN to freeze all bank accounts in those names and also the assets of nearly 200 companies with links to the former Iraqi regime. New York Republican Sue Kelly praised the Treasury Department for that move.
I think that sends a clear message to the world that the U.S. and our allies are going to demand cooperation from foreign countries and their financial institutions.
But others questioned why investigators have found less than half of the money they believe Saddam held. GAO investigators told lawmakers that U.S. officials misjudged how hard it would be to get other countries to first freeze and then hand over Saddam's assets. The investigators also said the Bush administration didn't make finding the assets a top priority until months after the U.S. invaded Iraq. But some lawmakers argued that President Bush should have made finding Saddam's hoard a lower priority. Washington Democrat Jay Inslee asked Treasury Department investigator Zarate whether focusing on Saddam's money took attention away from Osama bin Laden's money.
If the will of the policymakers at that time had been to continue to focus on stopping al-Qaeda from killing Americans, rather than to shift resources into the war in Iraq, would those resources have been available to chase al-Qaeda assets, the group that struck us on September 11th?
Congressman, this administration, the Treasury Department, I know the State Department, has never lost its focus on the battle against al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
Investigators said they believe the Iraqi regime's assets that are still hidden abroad could range between $10 and $40 billion, and they continue to search for it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.